Hi, I'm DP Sidhu along with Whitney Merciless. We're here at the Houston Texans Grill where tonight some lucky suite holders and club season ticket holders will get a chance to preview Arian Foster's movie Draft Day. Whitney, have you had a chance to see the movie or any plans to do so tonight?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it, but probably not tonight. What I'm going to do, I'll see it when it comes out tomorrow for sure, definitely. But man, I heard his part was great. That's what I've heard, you know, and you can see it in Arian for sure.
Is it something that you might want to do, you might want to act someday?
I mean, you never know. It could. You'd be on a big screen. That'd be pretty cool to have it. You know, people would just watch you acting and all that.
It's been a busy week for you guys. Off-season workouts are underway. What's this week been like for you?
It hasn't been too bad. It's actually, you know, it's been high-paced, fast, you know, working with the new guys and all that. And they're great guys. They incorporate a lot of football moves, techniques, and things like that into the weights. And, man, a lot of guys like it. I like it personally. And I think it's going to be really good for, you know, OTAs and camp also.
How has it been different from how you've been conditioned in the past? I heard there's MMA and a lot of new stuff going on out there.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of like a total body work. So with MMA, it's like, I mean, even 15 seconds just going, you know, continuous, like, punching and kicking and things like that, it actually gives you, you know, explosion, you know, quick hip snap, you know, kind of teaches you to keep, you know, keep tight, keeping your, you know, your radius and within your body and things like that. And it definitely relates to football in a way also.
Who are you paired up with
This morning or in the workouts? The strength trainers? Or
I thought all the players were paired up with a partner in MMA.
Oh,
is that the case? Dwayne said he was paired up with Brandon Brooks.
So. Oh yeah, I was paired up with Brooks Reed. Yeah, it was interesting.
All right, so, you know, not much interaction with Romeo Crennel and Mike Vrabel so far, but how excited are you to play for these guys, and what do you know about them so far?
And I heard a lot of good things about them. Romeo Crennel, he's been in the league for some time, and he's a great defensive coordinator. I've heard nothing but great things from players who have actually played for him. And, he's kind of like a quiet guy, but, man, he has a lot of knowledge within the defense and things like that. Same with Mike Vrabel. Played for Romeo Crennel at a time, too, and he knows the defense inside and out. The way he explains it to us while we're sitting down meeting with him for a little bit and understanding the defense, it is, he breaks it down as if it's baby food, pretty much a lot of guys just grasp the techniques and terminology pretty quickly.
What do you hope to learn from a guy like Vrabel who's had such a prolific career in the NFL?
Man, just, techniques that he's used and, things that'll work and also, you know, his you can see it from his structure that, playing from outside linebacker, you know, how to get sacks and things like that. So he can relate to us, you know, in order, and he understands how it feels to be on the field. So we can actually get a grasp, you know, some knowledge as to, you know, what techniques we can use, what we're seeing on the field, what offenses are doing, things like that.
You talked a little bit about how different this defense is going to be. It's still going to be a 3-4, but Romeo Crennel's 3-4 is different from the 3-4 of the past.
Yeah.
What's the biggest change going to be for you at your position?
Biggest change, I think a little bit more dropping too. That's going to be incorporated, and I have to understand, drop responsibilities and be able to play both, the Jack and the Sam. So it's just not focusing on just solely one position. It's kind of understanding the entire concept of the defense.
Well, last offseason you were in Arizona working out. Do you have any big plans this offseason to train and get yourself into shape?
Yeah, same thing. Haven't decided exactly where I'm going to go. But I'm definitely going to do the same routine that I did last year. It definitely paid off.
What was your routine last year?
Last year? Oh, man, just going to Arizona and doing whatever they had me do and, weightlifting, kind of things that are pretty much specific as to, what I wanted to improve on.
Were you at a particular gym out there?
Athletes Performance. Yeah, pretty good gym.
All right, Whitney Merciless here at Houston Texans Grill. Best of luck to you, Whitney,
and
we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, thank you.